Today's stories aren't long, but trust me, they're remarkable. One will bring a smile, and another will linger in the heart. I hope they touch you as much as they did me. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. A heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily trials. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. For today's video, I've prepared for you two short but remarkable stories that show just how close Padre Pio was to his spiritual children. These accounts come from Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri and The Padre, Saint Pio of Pietrelcina by Father Marcellino Iasanzaniero. As he often promised, Padre Pio was truly by the side of his spiritual children, even when they were far away, and even, as he himself proclaimed, after his death. Our first story was shared by Mr. Agide Finardi, a businessman who Padre Pio hired to do all the iron and bronze work for the new church in San Giovanni Rotondo. You know, things like stair railings, gates, crucifixes, and even the tabernacle. Mr. Finardi recalled, "One day I was attending Mass in Bolzano. At that time, the priests still celebrated facing the altar. When the celebrant turned around to say, 'Dominus vobiscum,' 'The Lord be with you,' I saw that it was Padre Pio. I approached the altar to check if I had been mistaken, but I had seen correctly. It was indeed Padre Pio. I was stunned. After the Mass, I rushed to the sacristy intending to greet him, and I found out that it wasn't him after all, not even someone who resembled him. It was a completely different person. I didn't know what to say. I was certain that I hadn't hallucinated. Back home, I told my wife everything. 'Tomorrow morning, I'm leaving for San Giovanni Rotondo.' She was furious. 'You're leaving the children? You're leaving me? You're leaving your work? Are you crazy?' I didn't listen to her and left. As soon as I arrived at the convent, Padre Pio approached me with a tone of reproach in his voice. 'Have we come to the point where I have to come and fetch you from your home?' So, it was indeed Padre Pio who had called me. He wanted to give me instructions about something to be done in his new church." End of our first story. Now, I'm sure we've all heard stories where someone needed help from Padre Pio, so they traveled to see him. But in this case, it was actually Padre Pio who reached out to Mr. Finardi when he needed something done urgently. I guess when you're hired by Padre Pio, you've got to be on call 24/7. That sounded better in my head. Anyway, moving on to our second story. This one is about a young man, a bit unsure of himself, who got some pretty direct advice from Padre Pio, but didn't act on it right away. Still, the saint's protection followed him all the way. Listen to this. A young man named Giuseppe Barbagallo from Catania, Sicily, visited San Giovanni Rotondo in May of 1968 and went to confession to Padre Pio. After receiving absolution, he shared, "Father, I met a girl I'd like to marry." Padre Pio asked, "And have you told her? Have you spoken to her about it?" "No, Father," he said. "And what are you waiting for? That she'll just come to you without knowing anything?" Padre Pio retorted. Giuseppe returned home, but, shy as he was, hesitated to approach the girl. That August, just one month before Padre Pio's death, he returned to San Giovanni Rotondo and went to confession again. After confessing his sins, he told the saint, "Father, I still haven't talked to that girl." Padre Pio replied, "And what do you have to say to her?" Then something strange happened. Padre Pio fixed his eyes on Giuseppe, but his gaze seemed to go beyond him, and he began speaking in a mysterious language, one that Giuseppe said was neither ancient nor modern. It was something unrecognizable. At the end, Padre Pio said, "Have perseverance and you will receive help." Giuseppe didn't understand what Padre Pio meant by this. He was also surprised that the saint didn't encourage him to speak to the girl as he had the last time. But when he got back home to Catania, the reason became clear. The girl had just gotten engaged to someone else. Sometime later, he met the woman who would become his wife, the mother of his two children, Francisco and Chiara. But their life together wasn't easy. When the children were still young, his wife became seriously ill with multiple sclerosis and was confined to a wheelchair. In those difficult years, Giuseppe learned more and more on Padre Pio, who by then was already in heaven. He would invoke his help constantly and always felt his protection. And it was only then that he truly understood what Padre Pio meant when he told him, "Have perseverance and you will receive help." Those words became the strength on the long road of suffering. And with that, the story concludes. So we see that Padre Pio's guidance wasn't always about immediate answers. Sometimes his words were like seeds meant to sustain us through future storms. For Giuseppe, it was a cryptic promise that only made sense years later, when suffering tested his faith. Now, I'd like to ask you, dear viewers, what's something Padre Pio said that really stuck with you? Is there a Padre Pio story or lesson that really changed your life? Please let us know in the comments section below. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.